It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy Nay. Thanks for joining us. And Jim, motor neuron disease, it affects the nerves that communicate between the brain and the muscles that, of course, enable us to move, speak, swallow and breathe. And the annual Walk to Defeat MND... MND Tasmania will be held this Sunday, the 31st of October, 2021. Of course, at the Domain Athletics Centre in Hobart. Please welcome long-time supporter of Walk to Defeat, MND Tasmania, Ad Reeve. Welcome, Ad.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Ad, we really appreciate you coming in on the show to tell us a little bit more about it. I guess the first things we'd love you to tell us about is, can you tell us what MND is and how it impacts people?
MND is disgusting. I've seen it firsthand twice now. Unfortunately, it comes on with symptoms that could be just about anything. So diagnosis can take up to 3 years. You might have trouble swallowing. Yeah, my dad had trouble swallowing. His voice went a bit funny. Some people it might be limbs. And it's a disease that just progresses and your muscles just die. Stop working and eventually you stop working. Yeah.
And your brain remains. How does that?
Thinking of Dad, the particular gene mutation that he had leads to frontotemporal dementia or MND.
Yep.
So he had a bit of both,
yep,
but the MND was much faster. But your brain, so you're sort of trapped in this body that's not really working for you.
And you've lost your grandfather and your father to MND?
Yes.
And is that a genetic thing? How does that affect you?
I've got the gene, yeah. So after Dad was diagnosed, because his father had passed with MND, they thought, oh, maybe it's a familial thing.
Yeah.
And so I met with a genetic counsellor and I said, let's test and see. And yeah, I do.
So, and does that guarantee that you will get MND? How does it?
They gave me an over 90% chance.
Oh.
And they said they can't make it 100 because people die of other things before MND. Yeah, so
it sounds like a fun conversation.
And then and I went and saw a neurologist to have baseline testing, and she was sort of certain. So,
how do you feel when you get that news? How you feel now?
It is what it is. At first, I mean, with my grandfather back in 1986, I was only 10. And I can remember them talking, oh, is it hereditary? Is it, skip a generation? So it's sort of been in my mind since I was 10. When I got the, yes, you have the gene mutation, yes, I was upset. But now, I don't know, I've found all the silver linings in such bad news. So because I know that it's a possibility, I can get to this very early.
Yep.
My life insurance lets me, when I'm diagnosed with a terminal illness, get the money while I'm alive. So there you go.
Wow. Can I just say, Ad, before you continue, you have this beautiful lease on life from the moment that you walked into the studio.
We were
chatting off air and you are an absolute bubble and ray of sunshine.
Oh, my goodness.
And it really is a pleasure to have someone like
you.
If you
spoke to people who know me,
I don't know if you're putting on an act or something because you...
professional actress
and
here.
It is so genuinely lovely to hear you talk about this perspective that you have despite a potential diagnosis of MND later on in life. And I guess that is probably why that you are so involved with MND here in Tasmania and the Walk to Defeat. Can you tell us about that, your involvement in that, and how people can get involved?
Yes, so certainly lots of people have signed up and you can donate through My Cause, and it's just a great morning. We all rock up there, we all put on the blue shirts and people of all ages, all abilities walk around. I remember my dad back in 2018, so just a couple of months before he died, he toddled out and did a lap.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Well, the money that you raise for MND, what does that go towards? Because there's no cure, is there? There's just potential treatments.
Okay. So it goes to MND Tas, and they are fantastic. They are a lifeline for people who get a diagnosis or people who are waiting for a diagnosis. Carers, they can put you in touch with all the services, everyone you need. They monitor the research, they share the findings, they donate to the research. So Yeah, so the thing I'm doing, I suppose I'm so vested in this. I mean, I do have a vested interest in
Yeah, quite literally. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yes, I'm very generous. I encourage everyone else to be very generous because, yeah, they're getting close. They are getting close. They're finding out more and more. So maybe I won't be the third reef to go.
No, I don't think so at all. I think you're an incredible person. I think you're doing a great thing. It's another testament to Tasmania as well. Like, I love that this is a cause. You're raising money for it. You're impacted by it, yet you're one of the most generous people donating towards it. That's Tasmania at its heart, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I always say, but my favourite statistic about Tasmania is that we donate more than any other state in Australia per capita. So we always dig into our pockets, which it always blows me away. And I know you're a teacher as well at Holy Rosary in Claremont. Did you want to give a shout out to the students?
Yes,
and stuff?
Look, I do. I want to thank our beautiful SRC who organised, still kind of in winter, but an ice cream fundraiser. Ice cream's always good, isn't it? And they raised nearly $700, which they.
That is incredible.
They donated. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, I'm sure they are thrilled just to have you as a teacher each and every day. I know I would be. You'd be one of my favourite teachers. There weren't many, but you'd be up there.
We like you. I don't know if you'd like us. Nathan and I, we're very annoying.
Oh, yeah. You'd hate us as students, but God, we like you.
We're annoying as adults. Imagine us as kids.
We can't thank you enough for coming on the show, guys. Go and get involved with Walk to Defeat MND here in Tasmania. Is there a website or that people can go to be involved?
The easiest way is to search for MND Walk Hobart 2021. Go to sponsor a friend. Go to Family Trevo and just chuck money at that.
Amazing.
Trevo, the trio of Reeves.
I love that.
Yes. I'm sure we can all upload something on the Hit Facebook as well. Awesome. Hit 100.9 Hobart. Absolutely. So if you do want to check it out, head there.
Round of applause for you. We cannot thank you enough for coming into the studio.
So
we wish you all the best for the Walk to Defeat MND and all the best in the future. Keep us updated.
Will do. Thank you.
Thanks, Ad.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.